I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. ISIS, starving refugees, religious intolerance. There's a dark shadow over the Middle East. Nathan Burns from Pioneers USA says bringing hope to the Middle East is difficult, but they're not giving up. Instead, they're helping people in need learn about Jesus with media.
The unique thing about this project is from the U.S., we are able to reach millions of victims of war, women at risk, persecuted communities, seekers, who are locked away in areas where no believer can go right now.
Find out about the Arab World Media Project on our website. Next, it's World AIDS Day, and that's a day dedicated to fighting HIV. According to the UN, there were 1.6 million people with AIDS in Uganda last year, 200,000 of those people, children. Food for the Hungry started an outreach program to share with pregnant women how they can prevent HIV transmission to their babies. One woman said, "I've now come to realize that God loves me and has a plan for my life. Pray for those living with HIV and AIDS." And in Russia, there are more than 700,000 orphan children, 100,000 in Ukraine. Mission Eurasia wants to give some of them a Christmas they'll never forget through their Gift of Hope Christmas gift program. Why is it needed? Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakhuba.
Just think what happens in the heart of that boy or a girl who starts thinking somebody cares for him. That gift opens the door of a new perspective. So for the future, he knows that there is God who gave his only son as the greatest gift of all.
$25 provides a gift box with toys, treats, and God's Word. Links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto Us, a Child.
Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.